What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're going to talk about the economy during this part of the show. And the news is not all good, unfortunately. Apparently, according to Fitch, 11 retailers will file for bankruptcy next, including Payless Shoe Source, H.H. Gregg, The Limited, Radio Shack, BCBG, Wet Seal, Gorman's, Eastern Outfitters, and Gander Mountain. And apparently they have all filed for bankruptcy protection through the end of April, which compares with 9 retailers that declared bankruptcy in all of 2016. And they're all getting ready to shutter their stores. I was telling you the other day about when the Radio Shack we had here at the bottom of the hill closed down. And Claire and I went over to the other side of the island, Kaneohe. Their Radio Shack was closing down. And here are the numbers taken from several articles that were posted on What Really Happened and tracked back to their original sources to verify the accuracy. 1/4 of all Americans cannot pay their monthly bills. A lot of people are being forced to resort to using their credit cards, drowning in even more high-interest debt just to keep the lights on. 44% of the American population have less than $400 in cash with which to deal with an emergency. 90 million Americans cannot find a job and have not been able to find a job for months, if not years. So remind me again how this economy is in a recovery. David Stockman is out there. He's got a forecast. He says the fiscal bloodbath and market crash will occur sometimes this fall between August and November. It has to happen. The only question is when and how desperate the bankers and the government will try and change the rules and rig things to hold it off until somebody else is in office. Now, apparently, a Bloomberg reporter captured a stunning sound bite during last week's event at the American Bankruptcy Institute. And according to judges speaking at an ABI conference Thursday, the U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the Southern District of New York is seeing a sharp rise in bankruptcy cases this year, with Chapter 11 and Chapter 15 filings outpacing the national averages. U.S. bankruptcy judge Shelley Chapman said Chapter 11s and Chapter 15s have exploded. The numbers for the bankruptcy court are horrifying. It's starting to come apart because ordinary people do not have money with which to go into the stores and buy things. And it's all starting to come on down because the money junkies can't see that their greed is killing the system. It's killing the goose that has given them so many golden eggs. For an economy to function, the wealth has to be recycled from the top back down to the bottom. That's what keeps it going. When you game the system so that all the wealth flows out of the population and parks itself at the top, the economy cannot function. And that's where we are right now. And until somebody is willing to go up to those money junkies and give them a good poke in the nose and say, wake up, collapse is inevitable. Now, apparently, the commodities bust has hit farm lenders. There are lenders who specifically deal with the farming industry for the year's seeds, equipment, buying and selling the farms themselves. And apparently, delinquencies of farm-associated loans have surged 225%. You want to know who's in control of the economy? Nobody. It's just being allowed to run on autopilot, and it's running out of control. Over in Puerto Rico, now their employee retirement system has been forced to file for bankruptcy. And apparently over in Greece, their government is now so desperate for money to meet the austerity goals of the European Central Bank and the IMF, they're literally doing mass confiscation of safe deposit boxes, securities, even going into people's homes. That's how crazy it is. All right, let's take a couple of phone calls. Ron in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Ron, are you there? Okay, we're not hearing Ron.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. What is on your mind?
Okay, aloha. Thank you. I need help from you and your Rivero's Rangers. I called John Friday, but it was at the last minute to ask him if he had any clue for this. When Trump and Obama had their first meeting, there was a 90-minute meeting, and they had caught all the press conferences where they were inside the White House. I recall having viewed another video in which they came outside of the White House, and Trump looked completely, his demeanor was completely changed. And I have looked high and low for that video using all kinds of search terms, and I cannot find it. I wonder if you and your Rangers might be able to help.
Well, I'll certainly take a look for it, and if I can find it, I will post it after I'm done searching for this Larry Silverstein video, of course. And if any of our members can find it, they can post it to the website as well. So we'll keep a lookout for that. I'm rather surprised that it would be gone from YouTube this quickly. All right, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to switch over to Milton in Pennsylvania. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, Michael. How you doing? Aloha. Question on the economic collapse. People that owe debt, you know, to the banks and for the house and their cars and, you know, the stores and stuff, what would happen to that debt?
Well, at some point, if the debt cannot be paid, it has to be written off. And at that point, that's when the banks start getting into trouble. That's what happened back in 2008 when they were coming out with these subprime mortgages and they were issuing these loans to people who really were not in a position to pay them off, especially when those interest rates left the teaser rate and jumped up. And so the loans would default, the house would foreclose. But again, the entire Federal Reserve system is dependent on debt to perpetuate itself. There always has to be more borrowing and more debt to keep that pyramid going. And that's why when they get into these situations, they start offering loans to anybody. And they loosen the security requirements, and you have the subprime mortgages. Now you've got the subprime auto loan problem. When they can't find more people to loan money to, or when they can't find more people willing to borrow more money, that's when it all starts coming apart.
So everybody would lose their homes, they would lose their cars. You know, that would be the case, right?
Well, in theory, yes, but what are you going to do with a foreclosed home if there's nobody with the money to buy it? Same thing with a car. They might just write off the loans, and I would assume that in a collapse that devastating, that the government, rather than risk a civil uprising, is going to come on in and say, all right, we're just going to freeze everything right now until we can sort this mess out. You stay in the home that you have right now. You stay in the car that you have right now. Remember when they froze wages and prices, I think it was back under Nixon, just issued an order saying everything is frozen now until we can figure this out. And I would certainly hope that somebody would do that, possibly say it's time for a jubilee. All debts are forgiven. Let's restart the system.
Okay, one last thing, Michael, and I'll hang up and you could. I'm not up to speed. I heard you talking about something about them messing with the Medicare, Medicaid, and food stamps. I'm not up to speed on that. If you just go over real fast.
Well, real fast, Donald Trump's new budget is cutting substantial amounts of money from the Medicaid and food stamp programs. And I don't agree with it because we do have a segment of our population who are very fragile, and they do need the support. But what we're seeing here is continuance into the wartime economy, where everything produced by everybody goes to the war machine, and there's going to be a lot of suffering here in the United States. And that's an aspect of the last two world wars a lot of people don't know about. that for those individuals who are not healthy enough to go into the military or find a job at the military factories, there was a lot of homelessness. In World War II, it was hard to see because they were still coming out of the Great Depression. But the wartime economy of World War II actually prolonged the suffering of that depression.
Okay. Okay, thank you much, Michael. Keep up the great job.
All right, thank you very much. We're going to switch over to Sherry in Fredericksburg. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. This is about Social Security benefits, and now they are projected to go down in 2019, 2020, but it won't be anything to do with Trump, and this is how I know. When I took mine, when the baby boomers were taking theirs, a lot of them were taking them early, and so I asked before I decided if I wanted to go full benefits or if I wanted to take them early, I asked, when all the baby boomers that are taking early benefits on Social Security, when they all amortize out, because you get this upfront money, see, if you take it early. But at some point you go through that, then you're in with everyone else. When they amortize out to where everyone is sort of on equal footing because the baby boomers have spent their upfront money, I said, will at that time the benefits go down? And they said, yes, they will. And I said, okay, and they said, you will be this age. Okay, that age is going to be in 2019 or 2020. And I want people to know, I know you're talking about Medicare, but Social Security benefits back in the Obama time were expected to go down when the baby boomers took their upfront money, which made sense to me that they do something like that.
Well, that's not really what's going on. What's going on is that back under President Bill Clinton, he looted the cash surplus that was built up for the baby boomers and spent it as general revenues. He basically termed it a loan. There was a special treasury bond that was issued to the Social Security Trust Fund for that money that was taken out. But the federal government has never been in a position to redeem those treasury bonds. And that's why they're now having to basically cut the support to those baby boomers because Bill Clinton basically embezzled their retirement funds and spent them to make himself look good with his magic budget surplus. And now they're basically having to dump the losses onto the retiring workers.
Yes. Well, I'll tell you what, they really tried to get me to take it early. They said, oh, no, don't wait these years. Go ahead and take it now. You have all this lovely upfront money to work, you know, and you know, go ahead and take it early. See, this has made me really suspicious because when it comes time for them to decrease the benefits, if I took it early, I'm going to be starting from a lower position, which means going forward, and when you're healthy and you think you might make it through your 80s just fine, you know, you're going to lose a lot of money. So if people can hold off, I think it would be better. I think a lot of baby boomers were afraid the whole thing was going to go away, and they wanted to get it while it was still there, you know. And
there is that real risk. There is that real risk. Yeah. Now, I'm the only thing I've signed up for is of course, the Medicare part. Claire and I are never going to be in a position of being able to retire. That's just the reality. So I am not conversant with the ins and outs of how Social Security is going to be paid out, but I agree. There's a real risk that Social Security could simply run out of money. I mean, if there is the major economic crisis that everybody seems to think is going to happen this year, it's all going to come down. There isn't going to be any Social Security. There isn't going to be any food stamps. It's all going to be gone, and we are going to be in a world of hurt. And we had better make a point of tarring and feathering those people who are responsible, who mismanaged our nation, who mismanaged our money and our economy for their own gain. And we need to give them a big, thick coat of tar and feathers.
Well, let me say this, Mike. Once you get to be 66 or whatever it is for your age, I'm a little older than you are. I'm closer to your wife's age. And when you do take it, if you take it early, they could, and you make over $1,200 or whatever, if you make over a certain amount, $12,000 or something, for the year, you're penalized. Just if you could wait, and if Social Security is still there for you when you turn that maximum age, then you can go ahead and keep working. and take it too, and you don't get penalized. It's just you get penalized if you take it early. You get penalized. You're going to go in with less money if you take it early once they amateurize everything. You know what I'm saying? And you're going to wind up with more money if you wait your full time. And this would happen for everyone. If Social Security is still going to be viable, then they want everyone to take it early, so when they do decrease the amount, then they're down to a skeleton amount, you know? And I think it's avoidable if you go full-time, and then you can make as much as you want over and above that, and you're not penalized. So I wouldn't write it off yet.
There needs to be some kind of a pamphlet or something that lays this all out, because in typical government fashion, it's confusing, it's obfuscated, and certainly we need to understand it a lot more clearly. Trying to get anything clear from this government is very difficult. I still have problems with the copyright website because it just goes on and on and on and on. Anyway, Sherry, we're going to let you go. And we're going to switch to Tom in Florida. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good day, Michael. How are you? Michael, first off, you're talking about early about conspiracies. What about what Obama did with the Chinese killing our CIA agents over in China in the last 2 years? Nobody ever talked about that, but if that would have been under Trump,
we don't know that was Obama had anything to do with it. I mean, that's a bit of a leap there. I mean, obviously, every government on the earth knows that CIA is inside their country trying to find out things that they would prefer to keep secret, and apparently China succeeded in uncovering this CIA operation inside their country, much the same way that the U.S. government found that Israeli spy ring operating in our country just before 9/11. Obviously, China is treating their captured spies a lot more seriously than the U.S. treated the Israeli spies, who were basically just sent back home.
Yeah. Michael, one thing I really want to talk about, the reason I did call, did you see, I don't know if you happened to catch 60 Minutes yesterday, but they were talking about what's going on in Brazil. You know they put 350 of their politicians in prison right now? Did you hear what's going on in Brazil? I mean, they're ready to round up the whole government and put them all in jail.
Oh, well, I definitely want to see that. Well, you're not going to hear it on the U.S. corporate media. It might give the American slaves bad ideas. You know, we don't want them knowing about, you know, where there's literally a revolution going on in Brazil over the bad way the Brazilian government has maltreated the Brazilian people, favored the money junkies, and just been corrupt from top to bottom. Good for the Brazilian people. I think it's a great idea.
Right. Hey, Michael, one more thing. That lady just called about Social Security. You know, about 5 years ago, they used to send you pamphlets every year on your Social Security. And the reason they stopped doing that, because it was going to save $7 million over the course of a year for not mailing out mailers. Can you imagine that? So they can save $7 million. They don't want nobody to know what's going on in Social Security. But I remember every year you used to get a pamphlet saying how much you were going to get when you got to a certain age. They stopped that like 5 years, 6 years ago. Because they say, I remember the article was $7 million. I'll never forget it.
Well, now they're trying to go paperless, and they've set up a new website where you go on in and you have your Social Security number and the password, and everything that you're supposed to be looking at is there. And I used it to get my Medicare thing pushed through. I think they're selling our names to advertisers, because ever since I signed up for Medicare, I'm getting all these email advertisements for special large cell phones for seniors with big numbers and buttons and senior living facilities.
Michael, that's right.
I got to tell you, it's really depressing me, because I can't go on pretending I'm sort of an upper middle aged guy. I'm an old guy now, and I'm not being very dignified and graceful about it. Okay,
Michael. One more thing that's breaking on the news. 650,000 people have visas or overstayed their visas. 650,000. This broke out in the news. I saw it on Drudge and all that. There's 650,000 people have their visas that are overstaying their visas. Can you imagine if
they grabbed that one Australian girl here in Hawaii? All right, Tom, got to let you go. Got to do a commercial break.
The new word on the street is bloated.
Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I'm looking at an email that just came on in from somebody who took their Social Security retirement 10 years ago, and saying that back 10 years ago, there was no component about taking money up front. So I would assume, like everything else in the government, they're changing the rules all the time for their best advantage. So if you are that AGE and you are having to look at these issues, you really need to do your homework. Because there's one guarantee about looking at any government form, it's going to be obfuscated beyond belief. All right, we're taking another phone call. In fact, this is going to be our last phone call for a while. Donna in New Mexico, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. Thanks for taking my call. And I have to say that upon hearing the details of these proposed cuts that the Trump administration is putting forward, which I find stunning. I mean, if I've heard one estimate that's $1.7 trillion in total over I don't know how many years. But Ron Paul's words are ringing in my ears, because I remember when he was campaigning that he wanted to strengthen the economy, get us back on our feet. But he said after decades of creating a bad economy and people becoming dependent on the system and entitlements, et cetera, you can't just cut it off overnight. You have to rebuild the economy, and then when people can get jobs, And he said there will always be people that will need it, and we would never cut them off. But at the same time, you can't, when you've created this dependency, you can't just turn off the spigot and say that's it.
No, you'd have rioting in the street immediately.
But his plan was a good one. It was a good one.
Yeah, it is a good one.
Very logical. I just wanted to bring that to the surface again because I've been thinking about that all day, and that's all I had to say.
Well, the government obviously wants everyone to be dependent on them because then we'll do what we're told to do. And dependency is slavery. We learned that the hard way back under King George III. I think it was just a year ago, the FDA was actually openly advertising, everybody, come on over, get on food stamps. We've got plenty to hand on out. And they want you dependent on those little plastic cards for your food because then you won't stand up to the government out of fear that that card will stop working. And that's what it is. That's another system of control. But the problem is, as you say, when everybody is on a government handout, who gets to pay for it all? Rome went through the same problem when they entered the phase of the bread and circuses, and the people of Rome didn't do all that much. They had to fund it by looting the outer provinces. And when that fell apart, Rome collapsed, which is why I keep saying there are a lot of similarities between what is going on in Washington, D.C. today and what led to the downfall of Rome and, for that matter, the Soviet Union. Okay, all right, we're going to close the phone lines for a while. We're going to get back to the news here. Still talking about the economy, Bitcoin soared through $2,100. It's now up over 135% year to date. And I have to tell you, I am wondering if we're looking at some kind of a bubble or a manipulation for somebody to get very rich with a pump and dump, or maybe to simply send it on up, get everybody to invest in it, then crash it to sort of destroy the idea of cryptocurrencies and lure us all back to the warm embrace of the Federal Reserve note. But for Bitcoin to be going up this much, this quickly, frankly, it doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel like real economic activity. It feels like manipulation. Now, as I mentioned earlier in the show, part of this little deal that Trump is working out with Saudi Arabia is going to pledge $20 billion to the Blackstone Corporation for American infrastructure development. Sounds like good news. We're going to get our infrastructure repaired, at least partly. And obviously, Blackstone Group is going to be hiring a lot of people to do that work. The problem is they're talking about toll roads and other works that will, for all intents and purposes, be owned by Saudi Arabia rather than we, the American people. So there is a reason to be concerned about that. It's a reason to be concerned about that because the original model in this country was that your taxes were spent to build roads, airports, various other things, and they were the collective property of the American people, and you were not charged to use them other than the gasoline and tire taxes, traffic ticket fees, and vehicle registration. That was able to fund it all. So where is all that money going now? We'll be right back after these commercials.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, getting on over to Europe. The European Union, the refugee disaster. Apparently over in Germany, their federal integration commissioner, Aydın Özoğuz, is now out there saying German culture does not exist. There's no such thing as a German culture any longer. Diversity is the nation's strength. You need to stop thinking about being German and Oktoberfest and the pretzels and the beer. Let all that stuff go. And just embrace this new kind of fluffy, mushy, nothing really to it, social culture. And this guy is also out there saying migrants should not be expected to assimilate to the local culture. This is the New World Order on full display. They're trying to erase everyone's sense of a national, historical, or regional identity. And by the way, the last statue of Robert E. Lee just got taken down today. They want you to forget who you once were. Your mind will be void. You won't have any idea who you are. You won't even know what restroom to be using. But that's okay. We'll tell you from now on who you are and what your purpose in life is. And it will be beautiful for the money junkies. Now, there's been a lot of talk lately about a new European Union army, which would basically supersede all of the armies of the member states. And the member states are digging their heels in on this one. And Brussels was announcing they're establishing the new EU army headquarters. And everybody was, oh, this is the beginning of a terror. Well, they opened it. It's called the Military Planning and Conduct Capability Facility. It turns out it's little more than a call center with a staff of 9 people. That's it. Much ado about nothing. Up in Sweden, as you know, their liberal feminist government is trying very hard to be on board with the open borders policy. And Sweden, like so many other countries in the EU, are trying to sort of hide this whole rape problem. But the numbers are starting to get to a position where everybody has to acknowledge what's going on. And a new report from the Swedish newspaper Dagens Nyheter is finding that immigrants, refugees, are behind 90% of all the murders and attempted murders with firearms in Sweden. You can't ignore that that is a problem. But they're going to try. Now, down in France, Marine Le Pen is turning away from her failed attempt to win the presidency, and she's going back to focusing on an overhaul of Front National policy. And apparently, as part of that, she is basically abandoning the Frexit. Apparently, it's not high on her list of things to do, and a lot of people in France are very disappointed at that. That's why they supported her. They want the Frexit. Now then, there is another health warning out there, and this is mostly in Great Britain. Apparently, hepatitis E has been found in European pig products. And this is a very, very serious illness. It attacks your liver. It can cause paralysis. It can be fatal. And cases are rising. And the gastroenterologist at Royal Cornwall Hospital Trust, Dr. Harry Dalton, said the vast majority of cases can be tracked to European pig products such as hams and salamis. So if you are in Great Britain, be very cautious of those products. Ask your supermarket manager, has there been a recall? And steer clear, that's not the case here. Last week, we were talking about June Chu, who is a dean at Yale University, and she was out there on Yelp writing very insulting and racist reviews of local restaurants, saying this is where the white trash will be comfortable eating, this is where the barely educated morons will feel right at home in this place. And she has now been suspended. And justly so. But she's trying to say that she was out there basically trying to put white people in their place, or words to that effect. And this is a very, very scary phenomenon in our country, where all of a sudden it's okay to be to segregate white people, to discriminate against white people, to hurl insults at white people, and nothing's done. If you treated blacks or Hispanics, or especially Jews, the way white people are now being treated in this country, oh, they'd be all over the place. You're a racist. You're an anti-Semite. You can't do that. White people, it's open season. And that is very, very alarming. When you recall what happened in places like Zimbabwe after the end of the apartheid regime, and there was a huge backlash. And all of this is being fanned on this issue of slavery. But nobody alive today was ever a slave on a southern plantation. We're all slaves to that 1044, but that's a different matter. Nobody alive today ever owned a slave. And before you call on in and say, well, your ancestors owned slaves. No, my ancestors ran a station on the Underground Railroad. But they're fanning it and fanning it. And you need to understand that less than 10% of the white people living in the antebellum South owned slaves. Less than 10%. And they're trying to tarnish everybody with that slave owner smear. And they conveniently forget the over 600,000 white people who died bringing an end to slavery in the antebellum South. I mentioned bread and circuses earlier. We're at that stage. We have a population of young people, the liberal snowflakes, who have discovered that they can get all the things they want just by screaming loud enough for it. Like the masses in the Colosseum. And a government that is currying their favor by giving them what they say they want in expectation of electoral support the next election. And that is not how a republic is supposed to work. We're talking about a nation that is rapidly becoming a mobocracy. And that's another symptom of impending collapse of the nation. Now, apparently, there was this bill over in New Jersey, Senate Bill 2830, and it was an attempt to use taxpayer funds to set up an anti-gun study at a university. And it didn't even get off the launch pad. It was basically slammed and saying, you're trying to use the prestige of our college to push the anti-gun agenda. And so as a result, it was never even sent to the floor for a vote. But it was just a very obvious attempt to create an anti-gun think tank frocked with the respectability of, oh, this is a college program. We must pay attention to it. No matter how ridiculous their pronouncements, it's a college. We must respect it. A lot of the global warming hoax came out of colleges. The Hadley Climate Research Unit at the University of East Anglia, Penn State, plus government agencies like NASA and NOAA. We'll just have them put out the propaganda and everybody will say, oh, it's NASA. It must be true.
No.
Problems over at Hanford again, sadly. There's been a second radiation leak and apparently this time workers were contaminated. And apparently that system of tunnels where they're storing all this material has been found following inspection to be deteriorated pretty much throughout the entire system. And so now they're doing an emergency patch of literally trying to cover over the top surface of where the tunnels are with large tarps so that when the tunnels collapse, that there won't be all that much plutonium release, or so they hope. It's just insane how much damage has been caused by the bomb factories. They haven't even detonated the bombs, and already they're poisoning the world here. Okay, WikiLeaks is out there with more information about what's going on with the computers. And they're basically saying the CIA now controls your computer. It's wide open to them. And WikiLeaks is releasing more information from Vault 7. This one is called Athena. And it is a surveillance tool designed to capture communications from Windows XP all the way up to Windows 10 machines. It will run on all of them. Very universal piece of software. And apparently details of the Athena malware were available in a document created by the CIA in November 2015. And the malware is said to have been made in conjunction with U.S. cybersecurity firm Siege Technologies, which was acquired by Nehemiah Security late last year. Big business in spying on the American people. Big business in spying on the American people. And apparently tech companies will be offered additional technical details to help fix flaws. This is coming from Assange. They're taking all of these malware and they're sending them to companies like Kaspersky and McAfee and all the others to try and build the protection in. There's one small problem with that. The U.S. government has passed a law where they can go to these security companies and say, you will not detect this malware. It was a big stink back when the FBI came out with Magic Lantern. And all of the security companies, Norton, they were all told, this, you will keep this invisible to you. And the backlash on that is the cyber criminals realized the Magic Lantern was a magic key through all the security. And they started making their malware to match the signature of Magic Lantern. And they caused a lot of damage. All right, we're going to grab ourselves a phone call. Nico in Southern California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Nui Nui, Mike.
Aloha.
What was on my mind was, you know, I went up to Cal Berkeley over the weekend. I was in the belly of the beast, as it were.
Yes.
And a friend of mine had graduated with, it was an English, you know, some kind of language arts degree, which is just funny. And a couple of things that concern me about the commencement speech. I mean, it's pretty clear that, of course, the leftists have the world divided into two groups of people. There's the oppressed and the oppressors. And, you know, I mean, I don't want to go into all of it. A lot of it was kind of just what you would expect to hear. But they had their keynote speaker, T. Geronimo, I don't know, I think his last name is Boone. He's some kind of activist, wrote some fictional book. And they're literally trying to say that if you want to protect the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, then you're, like, standing with the KKK.
that's a bit of a reach.
Oh, yeah. It was, I mean, look, the first person spoke, and, you know, I kind of tuned out, and then the next girl got up there and told her story, which mostly was about herself, and I really tuned out. But this guy started speaking, and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to pay attention, because I just want to see how far it goes up here at Berkeley. And, man, another thing about that entire city and all the kids on that campus, none of them are freaking smiling, none of them. Everyone's all upset up there. I was at Trader Joe's. I had to make some jokes to make the guy at the cash register laugh. I mean, I think these people hate themselves, man. It's the millennials. I think they're a lost cause. I don't think there's anything you can say. I'm just not even talking to them anymore. Yeah.
Well, you know, they're basically, without all the political correctness, they're literally being told that your self-value consists in finding things to be offended by. It is. I mean, when you're in that kind of a mindset of everything is offensive, then you can't see anything as actually being funny, because anything that's funny to one person will be offensive to somebody else. Even Clint Eastwood is out there saying we've lost our national sense of humor. And he was making a comment that in today's PC culture, he couldn't make the movie Dirty Harry. And he's absolutely right, because there were a lot of stereotypes in there. But the situation is that Dirty Harry was a work of fiction. And we shouldn't take works of fiction all that seriously. But we have way too many people running around our culture whose entire sense of self-valuation is always finding something to be offended about. And they are very useful tools for trying to shut a culture down intellectually by saying, don't think what you're thinking might offend somebody. Don't say anything, it might offend somebody, and eventually you just stop functioning. You just sit there and wait for somebody to give you an instruction.
Well, it's funny you should say it that way, because the actual professor, the dean, whoever he was, the head indoctrinator is what I call him, he had said that in this culture, you know, given that there is some kind of language arts degree, I think it was English, basically language is what they have as their weapon. And you know, they're using linguistics to limit our expression, and they're using linguistics to reshape all these people's reality. But I just don't think it's going to work, Mike. I mean, look, I'm a Generation Xer. on the cusp of millennials, and I just wear it as a badge of honor that I wasn't born 2 years later. I think these people born after 82 or 85 and going all the way for that 20 years, 80-90% of them are just lost. And so I'm not even talking to them anymore about politics or anything. I just...
Well, you know, the use of the linguistics to control the mind, I mean, that's right out of George Orwell's 1984. That was the theory behind Newspeak, that if you didn't have a word for a bad thought, you could not have the bad thought. And language actually is the map by which the mind does organize its thoughts. And if you are able to deny certain words and concepts to a person's vocabulary, you actually prevent those thoughts from entering their mind. And that Orwell was very brilliant when he realized that.
Oh, Helen Keller says that she doesn't have any memory before she had language.
I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised at all. Okay, well, listen, we're going to have to let you go. We're going to be taking a break, coming back with the last segment of our phone program after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
friends. Aloha America. Welcome back to the show. Here we've got a story just now breaking. Apparently over in Manchester, England, singer Ariana Grande was having a concert and singing, and something happened in the crowd, either gunshots or a bomb triggered a panic. There have been deaths, and we're waiting to see what that was all about. But that is still now developing, that story. Getting on back to the computers. As you know, the corporate media and the U.S. government have been trying to blame the WannaCry ransomware on North Korea, insisting that they know it had to be North Korea, even though the core code came from the National Security Agency. North Korea is officially denying this, of course, and North Korea doesn't exactly have a reputation for excellence in software development of any kind, benign or criminal, and basically says it's just part of this North Korea bash campaign, which we know has been going on all along. Now, singer Chris Cornell of Soundgarden apparently committed suicide, and his wife is saying that it was all the fault of this prescription anxiety medicine, which apparently was not making him less anxious, but was just cranking him up even more. And she's convinced that it was an adverse reaction to these medications. Now, here's a bizarre story. This is out of the state of Washington. And they did a survey and they of high school students. And they discovered in every average-sized high school class in the state of Washington, there are going to be somewhere between two or three students who have attempted suicide in the last year. And an additional three or four have seriously considered ending their lives. Now, is school really such a dungeon that these kids are thinking about killing themselves and trying to kill themselves? I want to know how many of these kids who attempted suicide or thought about suicide are on these prescription psychiatric medications. That is a ridiculously high number of students to be trying to kill themselves or thinking about killing themselves. There's something going on there. Okay. Now, apparently, transgender surgeries are in huge demand. The demands for the surgery skyrocketed 20% in the year 2015. And that's a rather interesting number, because there's another article that came out of sexchangeregret.com where apparently a lot of people who have the sex change operation, they regret it when it's over. They want to go back. Of course, it's impossible. But that's also 20%. 20% of the people are having regret. People are getting these surgeries as a fashion statement. And it's not working out. All right, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. We will be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, take everything you learn here, share it with everybody else. We are struggling to get the truth out in a nation where the government lies to us about everything. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical.
Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.